Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Vivian George.
We are seniors at Fairfield Christian Academy. Our special guest today is Mandy Miller from Fairfield Christian Church. Welcome, Mandy.
Good morning, ladies. I'm so glad that you're having me in today. I appreciate it, and I hope you're having a great day.
Thanks, you too. We're glad to have you.
We're getting into a really busy season for you right now. What is it that you do for Fairfield Christian Church? Job, responsibilities, ministry, and what does benevolence mean?
Well, I do a lot of different things here at Fairfield. I've been here for quite a few years, and the main job that I do at Fairfield is a ministry called HELP. And HELP stands for Helping, Educating, and Loving People. Benevolence is a word from like the 1950s, and honestly, it really does have great meaning. It's the desire to do good, goodwill, charitable, act of kindness. Anything that's related to those items are considered to be benevolence. We help a lot of people here at Fairfield, at the Academy, and as well as the community at large. We are involved with a lot of the different things that go on here locally, and we are always looking for new ministries as far as the HELP ministry goes to be able to assist people. Currently, I'm helping a couple that just came to Fairfield. They are fighting cancer. They are homeless, if you can imagine such a thing. And they are loving God and trying to get through this. And through the Benevolence HELP Ministry here at Fairfield, we're able to assist them. I mean, imagine being sick. You always want to be home in your own bed with your own things. And imagine being homeless and trying to fight cancer and not having a place to stay.
That's awesome that you're able to help people like that and are able to reach out. What's your background and how did you end up in this position of service?
Actually, my background is in human resources, which is kind of a finger of benevolence. Human resources does a lot of different things within an organization. My background is the Salvation Army. I worked with them for years and years, doing basically the same things that I'm doing here at Fairfield, assisting with groceries and gas money and clothing and utility assistance, things like that. What brought me here to Fairfield, of course, is the love of God. God directed me here through prayer and also through the folks that attend here. Of course, I've been attending Fairfield since 1999. And knew a lot of the folks that already attended here and worked here, and they reached out to me, and God pointed me in this direction.
That's awesome.
Christmas can be a wonderful time for so many families, but for some in our local community, it is quite difficult. What kinds of opportunities does the church provide for these hurting families?
Well, you know, believe it or not, there's a lot of homeless families here in Lancaster, and the church does reach out to a lot of them, but at Christmas time especially, Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, we kind of take it for granted. I know you ladies come from very nice families, and it's nothing for you to have cakes and pies and Thanksgiving meals and things like that, but for a lot of folks, they just don't have those things. We provide food. We provide some ideas of places that are serving hot meals. And especially at Christmas, the church does several different things. And if I can share those with you, that would be great. We do a giving tree. At Christmas time, we do food baskets for a number of different families. And of course, we don't have the capabilities of having frozen or goods that would spoil, so we give them gift cards from the giving tree so that they can buy a ham and turkey, milk, bread, butter, eggs, things like that, that they would be able to have a nice Thanksgiving meal or Christmas meal for their family. We are always looking for volunteers to help pack the food boxes for Christmas. We do that several days before Christmas. We meet in the chapel, which we're going to do packing of the food boxes on Monday, December the 11th. Distribution will be on Tuesday, December the 12th. We can take anybody of any age. If you would like to volunteer, please give me a call here at the church. Again, my name's Mandy Miller. We take food donations. We take donations of any kind, as long as we are able to, the turnaround for those donations are quick. If it's something that it's going to spoil, then we try to find a home for it quickly. We also have an Adopt-A-Family program where if you or your family would like to adopt a family in need, all you have to do is call the church and ask for me, and I would be glad to hook you up with that family and a list of what their needs are. There's always things going on here at the church. Just give me a call.
So, like, do you think the best way for listeners to get involved is to give a donation?
Well, donations are always welcome as far as monetary. Absolutely. Also, food goods, cereal and Pop-Tarts and things like that that kids can eat over the break, you know, holiday break. Moms and dads still usually have to work, but the kids are at home. And so they consequently need things that they can eat just readily available. So, yeah, that'd be great.
Is there a certain time you need the donations, like, or is there not a deadline?
You know what? There's really not ever a deadline, but if you want to help with Christmas, the sooner the better that you can call me would be great. We would welcome the phone calls, or if you want to stop in, I'll be glad to meet with you. It's never a problem.
Can business donate? And, like, is there anything that's, like, that you really need, like, your biggest need? Or is it just anything that will help?
Anything will help. And, yes, businesses are always welcome. We have several within the church that actually reach out, and they'll take on a few families, which is super nice at this time of year.
Do you still have an angel tree in the foyer at Christmas time?
We have decided to do the giving tree in place of the angel tree. The angel trees are located down at Job and Family Services. My husband and I usually take a tag off there. We have three boys, and we always try to get girl tags because we don't have any girls. and that is a worthwhile organization as well. So I encourage you to either take an angel tree tag from Job and Family or take a giving tag from our tree, which will be up in the foyer this Sunday.
That's awesome. It's good that you're starting early, so that, like, gives a lot of people time to, like, help people before the holidays, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas.
It is, and, you know, my Christmas time starts in July, so I do get prepared way ahead of time, and I'm always happy to take people in that are looking for things to do and opportunities.
I'm sure you have an army of volunteers working to pull this all off. Do you have any special memories you'd like to share for everyone?
You know, the best thing that I can say is when people come to pick up their food and their gifts, most generally, they are in tears. And, you know, within the envelope that we give them that has, usually an invitation to Christmas Eve service. It has their gift card so that they can buy the perishable things that we talked about earlier. And then there's also a Christmas track that's in there that tells them about the story of Jesus's birth. And generally, like I said, they shed quite a few tears.
That's awesome. I feel like sometimes we take advantage of the things that are just given to us. Do you have any funny moments?
Oh, you know, there's too many to mention. But, you know, if you want to join in those funny moments, please give me a call here at the church, and I'll gladly share all those with you.
What's your biggest challenge each Christmas season?
Oh, you know, I always worry that there's not going to be enough sponsors for families. But, you know, God places it on people's hearts to actually give more. And luckily last year we had enough that carried us through March. We had enough gifts.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Would you say that's the longest that it's been carried? Or
I would have to say yeah, because we had a lot of financial donation last year. And even the gift cards that weren't used and given out at Christmas time, we were able to distribute those through springtime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't even know that this was going on through the church or through the school. So that's awesome.
Well, you know, you guys, as a school, you help donate every year dry goods for the food pantry, which I thank you so much for those. Again, like I said, a lot of kids that are home over summer break, they don't know how to cook or they don't have things readily available.
Mm-hmm. How does a family get an opportunity to be sponsored for Christmas?
Just give me a call. You know, and it's an interview process, which is very short and sweet. You can generally tell where somebody stands by the first few questions that you ask them. Generally, if they're homeless or if they've had a job loss or sickness in their family, they qualify.
Gotcha. So you help pretty much anyone that comes, like if you can tell that they're struggling?
Absolutely. No one's ever turned away.
That's awesome. Do you have like a change of heart or do like you feel any certain way because you help people all the time?
You know, God has blessed me more than I deserve. And if I can give that to other people and give them the same blessings that I get, I feel like I've accomplished what God wants me to do.
Gotcha. Have you gotten any feedback from any of the families or people that you've helped about anything that's changed in their life since you helped them?
You know what? That's a great question. And let me tell you, by virtue of the fact that most of the families write thank you cards and they send them to my office, I'm able to forward those to whoever sponsored the family, and they get to read how much the family appreciated the things that were given to them during the holidays.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's such a great thing that you're able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, as children, we're all children of God's, but when you have little kids that if it weren't for the families that are so generous here at the church and in the community, those kids wouldn't have food or toys. Or we have a great blanket ministry here at the church that they make blankets for every single child that gets Christmas assistance. So those are personal blankets that are hand-sewn, and it's just a really cool ministry.
Especially if they're homeless and they can stay warm because
it's
chilly out there. Even now it's getting cold.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. I know.
Well, Mandy, thank you for joining us today and sharing everything about your ministry and what you do here for the church.
I appreciate it, and thank you ladies for having me today, and Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
You too.
To all of our listeners, remember, we are bringing home our alumni home for an all-class reunion on Friday, December 22nd. If you know of someone who has graduated from FCA, please have them email Mrs. Keener to register, and we will have a free pass for them along with their family to get in the basketball game that night as well. And her email is hkeener@fcanights.us. And congratulations to our Lady Knights for having a great volleyball season, OHSAA Central District Champions. Thank you for listening today, and thank you, Mandy Miller from Fairfield Christian Church, for joining us on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more What's Going On at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Vivian George.
Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.